is Austin with Platinum Plumbing.
Hey, Austin. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy almost Friday, right?
Getting there.
We're getting there. Yes, we sure are. So listen, I wanted to reach out to you for just a minute. I don't know if now is a good time or not for a quick discussion regarding possible upgrade on your account through Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I got a minute.
Okay, cool. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed or have you seen it at the top of the page if you do a search for plumber in your area?
Yes.
Okay, so this particular section on Google is quickly becoming one of the most coveted sections. We have an opportunity to upgrade you now and go ahead and get it kind of moving for you at the ground level before Google like closes out your vertical, so to speak. Because once it gets like super saturated, the lead fees just get like astronomical and it can really be tough. But when I'm looking at this, Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page, and that's Google's own pay-per-lead program. Now, have you ever like clicked in there or heard anything about it?
Not too much, no.
Okay. So if you were to click in that section, those companies that are listed there, they've passed background check, they have certificate of insurance, they have either the master plumber's license or the main journeyman plumber license. And what's going on in this particular section on Google is these are the top companies in your area that are paying per qualified lead. So did you ever try like Angie's List or Thumbtack, Porch, Howl's, any of that?
Yeah, I've done Angie's List before.
Okay, so you're familiar with how it works, and I'm not here to split hairs on it. It has its pluses and minuses, just like everything in life. However, the main difference between this and that is that, A, this particular program, what it does is it has direct calls coming to you and qualified leads. So you don't share, the leads coming off the bat. The client's going to Google, and they're selecting to work with you because you're in the guaranteed section, and you're who they want to work with. They know that they're getting a guaranteed provider. And what the guarantee actually is to the general public that you are a quality service provider. So they're actually backing you up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. In the event that something ever went wrong, Google would actually do a payout directly to that client. Okay?
Got it.
On your behalf, of course. Assuming, they would have to prove a number of things. I've never had a client that's had to take advantage of, that's had somebody just taken advantage of that. However, like, it's Google's guarantee to the public. And then what you're getting is the qualified lead. So with that being said, I'm sure you can pass a background check and you have a social security number and a driver's license, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have one of those plumbing licenses and you have a certificate of insurance with at least $250K?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so for all intents and purposes, it looks like you would pass for that. Now, the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes to get your organization background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have? Employees that go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
It's just me and two other guys, so we're a three-man team.
Can both of those pass background check as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So it's your choice if you choose to put them on the application. Fantastic. And then everybody's Google Guarantee verified. If not, you are the owner of the company and you have the discretion if you choose to not put them on there for whatever reason. But it's one time $250 for the entire organization. Whether you have one employee or 10 or 30 or 100, it's just one time to get the company completely verified. Now, once your organization is verified, which it could take about 30 days, max 60 days to get you guys completely Google Guarantee approved, then once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per qualified lead is still very reasonable. What you're looking at here is a flat rate of about $40 per qualified lead. So that's going to allow the calls to come directly to you, and your budget's only charged if it's considered qualified. So there's a lot of criteria that goes into the qualification. Google Guarantee is set apart because it's for the small to medium-sized business owner. those large corporations are not allowed to list in this section. It's literally reserved for you. In addition to that, Google does set an activation budget, if you will. This is separate from the other payment that you make to Local Splash for your standard package and program. And the activation budget is based on a 13 lead budget to begin. So that's going to be $524 with your about $40 per qualified lead coming in. So the way it works is once your Google Guarantee verified, you pay the $524, and as the leads begin coming in, the lead cost comes off of that budget. It sits like in an escrow account almost, okay?
Right.
Now, with that being said, a qualified call, that's going to be the most important thing. What does a qualified call look like, right? Okay, so sales, solicitation, spam, robo, all of those are automatically unqualified. If somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service that you don't provide, so the Google Guarantee vertical, that's a fancy word for category, has its own set of keywords for plumber. And within those keywords, there's going to be a number of things. It's going to be like install water heater, unclog toilet, unclog drain, mainline sewer. You get to pick and choose which of those keywords that you would like to enable, and you can pick the keywords that you would like to unenable. If you enable all the keywords, then it that lead cost is going to be the same across the board. It's not fluctuating like it does with Angie's. In addition to that, AI is listening to each one of those recorded phone calls on your Google call tracking number. So if it's unqualified, if somebody calls and asks for a water heater installation and that's not a service you provide, your budget would not be charged because it's not listed on your profile as a service that you are providing. The same is also true for outside of your service radius. If somebody calls and asks for a service that's not listed on your service outside of your service radius, then your budget is not charged because obviously you're going to decline that job, right?
Yeah.
So if the caller is calling you and they're requesting that you go ahead and set a face-to-face appointment to come give estimate face-to-face or to come out and service them face-to-face, so they're actually setting appointment with you, or you're giving estimate over the phone, those are the only two instances that Google considers the call qualified.
Gotcha.
So if you're getting face-to-face opportunities with clients, would you consider that a fair lead?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, in addition to this, you have us on the back end. So we don't just solely depend on AI to dispute any calls. We have access to all the call recordings as well. And if a call needs to be disputed with Google, if it happened to slip through the cracks, I'm not going to say that it never happens. It has happened sometimes. That's why we have these other fail-safes in place, is to ensure that your organization is able to dispute the calls, and we do that on behalf of the company. Okay?
Gotcha.
So what do you think about giving it a shot?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I'm actually going through some help struggles at the moment, so I'm not looking to kind of ramp it up yet just because I'm trying to find two new guys. And once I got the two new hires in and comfortable, then I'd definitely be interested. So I don't know if right now is the best time, but I'm definitely interested in the future here.
Okay.
Probably give me a month or so.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. That's wonderful. You want to have all the employees in place, and you want to make sure that everybody's good to go. So a couple of things just for you to consider, Austin, and obviously I'm going to respect your wishes no matter which way you choose to go with this. But one of them is that it takes 30 to 60 days to get everything Google Guarantee approved. With the number of requests that are coming in, it is taking the latter. The other thing is this, is once your Google Guarantee approved, if you're not ready to activate the budget yet, if you still need a few more weeks or even a couple of months, that's perfectly fine. The only upfront cost on this to get it going is the $250 application fee, which is going to go ahead and get the organization checked and ready. So basically, you would have Google Guarantee in your back pocket to be able to pull the trigger on and turn the leads on at the moment that you're ready. You're not waiting for the verification. You don't hire the employees, get them trained up and say, okay, now we're going to go through verification. At that point, price points could change. We don't know what Google's going to do at that point for onboarding clients or if they're going to change the cost per lead or if things are going to you know, we just don't know at that moment what's going to happen, which obviously that's a choice that you get to make, but being able to get the Google Guarantee approval and have it in your back pocket for when you're ready seems paramount to me.
Gotcha. couple questions.
Can you,
in a sense, like Angie's List, pause it? So
absolutely. That's a great question. So let me tell you what happens. Even better than Angie's, though. So I've heard lots of things about pausing Angie's or Thumbtack or like all of them. Like it'll come unpaused after a certain number of days or, a number of things. That doesn't happen here. So when you pause it, it stays paused until you unpause it. And when you pause it, say you pause it with $500 left in the budget. Okay. And that's where it stops. That budget will roll over until it's unpaused. Okay?
Gotcha.
And if you were to, say that you only use two or three leads out of the month, and then you paused it, and then you unpaused it, so the next month when it bills, it only bills for those two or three leads to keep your budget at 524. It doesn't bill at 524 every time, unless you're exhausting all of those leads. And if you're exhausting all of those leads, then you're scaling up. You're investing more, basically. And that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then that was my other question, which you answered in that question, was just, does it roll over if you don't use the whole budget that month?
Absolutely. And the other cool thing is this is going to put you in to a different bracket within Local Splash. So the other thing that we're going to be doing for you, Austin, is we're going to be assigning you a specific account manager. So you will have one person who's handling your account and who's taking care of everything for you. That person is going to be your go-to person for answering all questions on your account.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what else. How does it, I don't know if you can see the ratios, how does that compare kind of in my area? In the sense of leads from the Google.
Well, the
13-lead budget,
you're right. I can absolutely give you an idea. So the 13-lead budget is modest. It's a starting point. That's the minimum that Google will allow us to start with the budget, right? It is up and coming in your area. There's not a ton of providers in your area right now, so it is up and coming. That's why the lead cost is low. Once we get everything completely Google Guarantee approved, you do have the ability to kind of like really dominate the area and choose your bid, like max lead bid if you wanted to. Say, for example, that you wanted to bid higher, you want to come up at the very top. We do have lots of options available for that. But as far as like the number of searches that are being done in your area, just to make sure how far, let me see here. I have you in Bedford, and then it shows me here on the profile that you guys are servicing, like, the surrounding area, 25, 30 miles-ish?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yes. So in the last 30 days, with all the keywords enabled for Google Guarantee for plumber, there's been over, let me see here, 2,100 searches.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of support in this area, meaning to support you receiving the type of calls that you're looking for.
Yep. Okay. and then the $40, so it's $40 every time, no matter what the call is, so it's not the fluctuating price thing you said.
Correct. And then once your Google Guarantee ad is completely live, so say for some reason you go live in like 17 days, meaning everything passes, background check, you're good to go, we're going to call you, we're going to say, hey, Austin, it's live. We're ready to go live if you're ready to start the activation budget. If you're not ready to start the activation budget, you don't have to pay. If you're not ready to cut the leads on, you don't have to pay at that time. You say, you know what? I still need another month. I'm another month out. Okay, cool. We'll call you back in a month. And then you always have the option to activate sooner. If you chose to, you call in 4 or 5 days. Hey, I got my guys ready. We're actually going to activate now. You pay your lead budget. Okay? The other thing is, at that time, they're going to tell you, like, hey, any competitors in your area that are bidding any higher and enabling max lead bidding, we're going to go ahead and tell you what it is and what the recommendation is at that point if there's anything higher. That way you know exactly what you're looking at in your market. It's not like, oh, well, nobody told me that this competitor or that competitor or this situation, like, that if I was doing this, I could get more or I would get less. Like, we explain all of that to you up front and very, very clearly. And you can always leave your bid at $40 if that's what you choose to do as well. So it is a conversation where you're able to scale up as you continue to grow.
I'm confused, I guess, then. I meant, like, the lead fee.
Correct. The lead fee is $40. So, for example, once we get your ad up and running in your area, because we don't have a company in Bedford for plumber, we only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area, so we work exclusively with you in your area. So we don't have a client in Google Guarantee for plumber in your area, right?
Yeah.
The cost per qualified lead right now is at $40. Once we get you approved, we leave it at $40. However, if Google recommends, hey, your competitors that are showing in the top three are bidding this, we give you the option.
So what happens if you're lower than them? You're not getting the leads anymore, or you're not?
No, that's not the case at all. You're just not necessarily showing at the very top one or two. That's not the case at all.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like on the guarantee page, you're not.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Only in that section. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's just the one time, $250, and then after that, you're just paying your lead fees.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess let's get signed up for it then.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send the application over to you. It's really easy to fill out. It's literally 10 minutes plug and play. It's all information that you already have on your organization. We're not asking you to reach into the depths and get your birth certificate out. It's literally just like you're going to upload the certificate of insurance. You're going to upload the license to the application. You're going to upload your information as the business owner, and then if you choose to put the employees on there as well, then that's completely up to you. If you choose not to, just put zero field workers. Again, I'm sending that right now. It's coming from anelson@localsplash.com. It's going to have a clickable link in there, and the subject title is going to say Google Guarantee Application Form. Within the application, it is going to ask you for activation budget or minimum monthly budget amount, and I will include that number, which is going to be the 524, the number that we spoke about. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I need to schedule a time. It's a 30-minute window for you to speak with my technician. They process the application and verify everything. It literally is a 30-minute window, but it takes, like, maybe 10 minutes. It's a super quick call. What time can I schedule that call for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Let's see what we're running here.
Or Monday is better for you if you want the weekend with the application. That's up to you as well.
What do I have Monday? Yeah, give me a call Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What's your kind of latest in the afternoon? Like, are you in Eastern time?
6:30.
And that's Eastern time, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah. Let's do like a 5:00.
You got it. All right, I'm gonna send that through to you now. It's gonna come through and say Gigi onboarding call. It's going to have your first and last name. It's going to have your phone number. It's going to be in there. My technician and I, if as long as I'm available, will call from our 877 number, and I'll be calling to introduce you to the agent at that time. Austin, if the application is not completed at that time, the technician will be glad to help you complete the application. You just have to be willing to give them the information, such as Social Security number, so they can fill out the application. If you just prefer for her to do it, we can plan on that as well. It's completely up to you. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then I guess one quick question too. So when you, let's say you look up my plumbing company and it comes up on Google, you'll see that green check mark next to it now, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's going to do. And it's going to give you additional position at the very top of the page and that Google guaranteed section. Yes.
Perfect.
Now, there's going to be an agent that's going to be calling out to you at some point soon within the next 3 days because you are getting a named account manager. I won't know who that account manager is until I completely process your account, but just be on the lookout. They'll be calling from the 877 number to go ahead and introduce themselves as the overall account manager for you. I have a MasterCard on file ending in 6443. That's the card to charge the application fee to, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that now. And you'll see that invoice come across as LSA application fee. Oh, wait a second. Okay, the card says insufficient funds.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I just paid my credit card, so you might not be able to charge that till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, I just paid it last night. I forgot
okay.
I maxed it out.
So, okay, no
yeah.
worries.
So if you charge that card tomorrow, you'll be all set.
Okay, cool. So I'll just process it tomorrow morning, and we'll get that going, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you for your time, and welcome to Google Guarantee. Austin, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.